from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. North Korea launched another missile over Japan early Friday, just days after the United Nations imposed additional sanctions on Pyongyang for conducting its sixth nuclear test. The missile was launched from the Sunan district in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang and flew over the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido Yoshiide Suga, according to Japan's chief cabinet secretary. Warning announcements about the missile blared around 7 a.m. local time in the northern Japanese town of Kamaishi. South Korea's military reported the missile reached an altitude of about 770 kilometers and flew far enough to reach the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. The U.N. Security Council plans to hold an emergency meeting on Friday afternoon on the latest test. On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida Thursday, President Donald Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned across the state.
We are there for you 100%. I'll be back here numerous times. I mean, this is a state that I know very well, as you understand, and these are special, special people, and we love them. Thank you.
Well, there are at least 25 storm-related deaths now attributed to Irma, just in Florida alone. An influential industry committee is recommending that the Federal Aviation Administration eliminate or scale back dozens of safety rules, including one on airline pilot qualifications. The FAA's Aviation Rulemaking Advisory Committee says the recommendations are part of a response to an effort by the agency to comply with President Trump's directives. This is VOA. Up to 400,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh after a Myanmar military offensive in the western state of Rakhine. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said this crisis may be the defining moment of the civilian-led government. Philip Alexio has more.
Tillerson says the international community should support Aung San Suu Kyi, but also be very clear to the military and the government power-sharing structure that this is unacceptable.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, you know, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
A forthcoming United Nations General Assembly session is scheduled to review the situation in Myanmar during two special meetings in the coming days and weeks. A spokesman for the Myanmar government confirmed that Aung San Suu Kyi will not travel to New York, but remain in Myanmar to deal with the ongoing security situation. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Well, more than 100 women kidnapped in 2014 by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria are finally preparing to return home. Pascal Davies has the story.
Nigeria's Chibok girls, once kidnapped by Islamist group Boko Haram, now celebrating their freedom. 106 of them have been staying in a government-owned facility where they've received psychological and medical care. They'll finally join their families. 270 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014. 82 were freed in May after mediation by the government, and another 24 were released or found last year. Boko Haram's seven-year insurgency has spread fear across the country. The militant group has killed over 15,000 people and displaced at least 2 million others.
That was reporter Pascal Davies. After a 20-year mission, the spacecraft Cassini is preparing to make a final death dive into the planet Saturn Friday. Dr. Jim Green, Planetary Science Division Director for NASA, said their decision to end the life of the spacecraft in this way is because of what they found during the mission, the ingredients for life on some of Saturn's moons.
We had to make decisions on how to dispose of the spacecraft. And that led us inevitably to the plan of taking Cassini and plunging it into Saturn.
I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.